In the lead up to last year's presidential election, there were many people writing false news stories, as we've been hearing more and more about. But there was one name in particular that kept flooding news feeds. The late Paul Horner was a local comedian, a hoaxer, a nonprofit founder, and a prolific purveyor of fake news. But KJZZ's Stina Sieg reports some people think his lies told a greater truth.
On Wednesday, this was the top trending story on the CBS News website.
Infamous fake news writer Paul Horner has died at 38 years old.
NPR had the story, and so did the BBC, New York Times, Washington Post, Daily Mail, and so on. And each described Horner, who died of a possible drug overdose, pretty much the same way.
He was responsible for misinforming hundreds of thousands of people on the internet for at least 6 years, especially during the 2016 election.
If you've ever been on the internet, you've probably seen one of his stories. He wrote that Obama was a gay radical Muslim and that people were paid thousands of dollars to protest Donald Trump. Paul lied again and again.
But then he was also very humble and giving and sweet.
That's Paul's brother, J.J. Horner, who says what people don't get about Paul is that he was not trying to be malicious.
He worked relentlessly to make people think differently.
And make them realize that they can't blindly share stories. JJ says Paul hoped that these hoaxes would embarrass the public into seeing that they must
check your sources, think for yourself, and have a good time.
But many people do not buy this argument.
I don't believe it. I think it's a fake explanation.
Eric Newton is with the Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University. He says fake news is a huge problem, and that in the weeks leading up to the 2016 election, fake news stories actually outperformed real ones. He says if Paul had really wanted to attack the problem,
you could fool people once or twice and then go on and then spend the rest of your time talking about what it is that would be the solution to your problem. But that's not what he did.
What he did was keep writing stories and posting them to official-sounding websites. People kept sharing them, no matter how ridiculous he made them. And despite the fact that he inserted his own name as a character into every fake news story he wrote.
He's in all of them, every single one.
That's Paul's friend Aaron Johnson, who can confirm that, no, Paul Horner was not a Trump spokesman, or the true identity of the elusive artist Banksy, or a Christian mascot arrested for lewd behavior. Johnson thinks it's so obvious that these stories are fake.
The clues are there.
But he says many people won't see them, and those who do are probably angry at Paul, especially after a few interviews last year.
I mean, I guess like when you claim on Vice News and Rolling Stone that you're the guy that got Donald Trump elected when that's not what he intentionally wanted to do, obviously he's going to be filled with inbound messages, emails, calls, you know, being like, you know, why are you doing what you're doing?
Sometimes Paul's answers did not satisfy people, like CNN's Anderson Cooper.
Does it concern you at all that people believe your stuff, that people believe what you're actually writing?
There's sites out there. You could say CNN spreads misinformation. You could say Fox News spreads misinformation to make ad revenue.
Paul's brother JJ thought that interview was great and that it pointed out to people that all news sites have agendas.
And hopefully there's a whole new generation of people that will learn from this maybe and we can start having some good conversations, you know?
And that's Paul Horner's real legacy, JJ says. He thinks anyone who doesn't get that didn't really get his brother or bother to read beyond one of Paul's headlines.
And so it doesn't even hurt when people have bad things to say about him. It's more just, yeah, it's fake news, man. You don't know what you're talking about.
Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.